We're milled about some of the Gemara. What happened was the Shomer, it became a mood by the Shoyl. And the Gemara said that they split it. No, sorry. We're talking about the case where so they split it. And then we had a whole dialogue back and forth, tightness back and forth. So Mark came out that the Shoyl says, if it would have been a time, I would have been moed the mifter. So maybe he didn't want to have to pay. So Gemara says, he would have sent it out to the Agam. Oh, so Gemara says, talking about going to Akdim Beidina v'tafse. So the Bezdin went and was Taifis the Shar. Yochi fed Gemara, Bayil amay mishal mechatzi nezik. Namele, atfaste l'teroi bidod, the man le'matzina l'mishtoi b'dina b'adei. You allowed someone, the Bezdin, take the Shar, and now they can't get it. So Meila, so why should the Baal have to pay mechatzi nezik? The Shoyl is the one that was Gairim that it should be taken. Shinomalei, Yadrasan and Haloch, Lab Minoch Havashakli. Right? So if I would have given it back to you, anyway they would have come after you. So Melo, maybe you have to pay Chatzinezek. Elamaizak Marvinemalei, Yadras, Yadrate, Neheli, Hav Marit Nele La Agma. I would have. The Baal could say, if you would have returned it, I would have sent it out to the Agam, and the Bezdin couldn't have gotten it. So Meila, still the Baal has a taina. Why should you have to pay Chatzi Nezek? Because the Shoyl is the one that allowed Bezdin to take it. Oh, this is where we're up. Shinomalei, Saif, Lav Maliyah Hav Mishtalmi. So anyway, they would have come after you, and Maisa was a mu'ud. I was at a time. The Shoyl thought it was a time, but Betzim was a mood, so he paid him an aliyah. So anyway, they wouldn't gotten it from you. So what's the chaynik? So he said, no, honey, he has no money. He wouldn't have gotten it. Now they got the Shoyl because of the Shoyl, and not for him, he would have gotten rid of it. Oh, which is normal. This is not so easy, Gemara. So there's din of Shmud Rav Nosson, which means if Reuben owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money, Reuben owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi, so Levi has a right to collect from Reuben. Reuben owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. So Levi could collect from the first Baal Chayyim. Okay? So what's Gemara saying? So therefore, if the Shoyl, the Shomer, owes the Bailim, and the Bailim owes the Nizik, so Batsim, the Nizik, could collect from the Shoyl. The Sanya of Nasan Omer, we'll explain this in one second. Menai Lenosh Bechaveri Mona, Bechaveri Bechaveri, right? Yeah? So Menai Shemetzim, Mizem, Nais, and Lazet. Right? Reuben is being Tevei Shimon, Shimon is being Tevei Levi, Reuben has a right to go straight to Levi. Right? Lasher osham loy, meaning you give it to the one that you, not to the one that you owe, the one that owes to someone else even. Okay, so that's we learn out the instrument of Nosson. Oh, so how does that apply over here? So Maisa, the Rajbo over here, says, where's the Shmuel of Nosson over here? What chayv of the Shomer to the Bailim are talking about, what's the Shema Shal saying? You have kindness of me, that was the Bezin took it from me, right? Had I given it back to you, you would have somehow gotten away with it, yeah? So what does the Shal say? But anyway, if I owe you and you owe them, so they come straight to me. That's what he's saying. So Rajba says, the pshat is that So Raj Bav here learns that the Din of Shmuel Nasan applies even to a Shomer. In other words, the which is not so pashit, whether or not it applies, a Shomer is not a Baal Choy. The classic din of Shimon Nosson is Reuven or Shimon, Shimon or Levi, so you could skip the middle guy, right? But what about by a Pekod? Yeah? Reuven or Shimon, $100. Okay? Now, Shimon, Reuven has a Shomer that he gave the object to the Shomer. So does Shimon Nosson apply that when Reuven or Shimon, so Shimon could go, can Shimon go to Reuven's Shomer? Or that's not Shmuel Nosson. Shmuel Nosson says that Reuven owes Shimon. Shimon could go to Reuven's Baal Chai, the one that owes Reuven. The question is a Shomer considered a Baal Chai? A Shomer Pekodin, is that considered a Baal Chai? And the din of Shmuel Nosson applies. That's the Shiloh of here. The Rebbe Peretz says, we see from here, that the din of Shmuel Nosson applies equally to Pekodin. So over here, the Shiloh is a Shomer. It's not his. He doesn't owe the Baal the money. He's a Shomer. So Ben Peres said, you see from here, the Din of Shmuel Nosson applies to Shomer. So Meila, how does that apply over here? So Meila, the Shoyel's time is that the second that the ox damaged, so Batsim, the Shomer has a right to pay the Nizik. What's the Bialim's taina? If you would have given it back to me, I would have gotten away with it. Says the Shoyel in return, no, I'm a Shomer, so the second that it damaged, I have a right, midin shvud rav nasin, that I should go and pay the Nizik. You owe the Nizik money, right? You tell me you could have gotten away not paying it. Say, if you owe the Nizik money, I owe you money, I owe you money because I have your act. I'm a Shomer on your act. That's cool, I owe you money. And that's also Shmuel Nosson. I owe you money, mean I have your ox. I'm a Shomer to you, I'm chiyum to you. You owe the Nizik money, so I go straight and pay the Nizik. That's the Mishael's tying over here. The Ktzais in Simon Pei Zion has a big arichas that, you know, that by Shomer, he says no, he says he brings right from Maron Subis, but It says by Shomer, there's no din shvud or nasan. So it says has a taina because the chiv of the Shomer is only b'shas pshia. Shomer has no chiv, has no chiyuvim. Well, what's shvud nasan? Right, Reuven owes Shimon. Shimon owes Levi. It has to be Reuven owes Shimon. But if Reuven is a Shomer, he doesn't owe Shimon. If something happened b'shas pshia, when something happened, then he has a chiv. That's the fact that he has the ox. Reuven has Shimon's ox, that doesn't make him, that's not a chayiv, and there's for a nasir. The chiv is b'shas, only b'shas pshia is a chiv cha. So may look, say something more differently. Anyway, b'kon v'shainim, the Mary Paris does learn after this Gemara, Yisayid, the din of Shmuel Nosson applies even to Shomer. And that's why the Shoyel's taina against the Bailam is, even though he let Bezin take it, he can say, what do you mean? Anyway, I could have gone straight and giving it to the Nizik. So you can't have a time. Midin Shmuel Nosson, I could have gone straight to the Nizik. That's the, yeah.
Why does he still have the time that he couldn't have given it to the Nizik if the Bialim had hidden it?
No, before I give it back to the Bialim. Well, you Bialim, I should give it back to you. Why? I had a right. What do you tell me? I let Bezin take it. Okay, I could have given it straight to the Nizik. That's a time. Shmuel Nosson says that I owe the Nizik the money. So you can't have tainus to me that, oh, I let Bezin take it. I owe the Nizik the money. So if I owe the money, I could have given it to them. That's what comes out from the Rajma and the Rabbanan parents. Okay. Okay, back to the Bais. So it said, Hud Beis Shoyal. This is going to Ellie's question from yesterday. Hud Beis Shoyal, Nechzir El Bailim. Yeah? So Bailim Mishalmim, Chatzin Nezik. Beis Shoyal, Potem Miklum. Seifa, Rishus Mishana. Reisha, Rishus Ein Mishana. We have a Stira. Says Rashi. Reisha, Ein Rishus Mishana. But you have to my Islam, my Ketani Reisha. Because who have a base by him? Vizig a base shayol. Chai a base again as a shayol. That's the whole Gemara we've just been discussing. Where it became a mood by the Bailim. And then it went to the shayol. You got to pay an Ezek shayol. You don't say that that's Shus Mashana. But the opposite case, when it was who have a base shayol and we went back to the Bailim, then it goes back to paying Chatzin and Ezek. Make up your mind. You owe Rishus Mishana. You owe when it changes Rishus that it goes back to being a Tam or not. Amar Yechanan Tavra Kasha. It's a Kasha like Rashi. Mishishana Zula Shana Zula Echanami. It's Takastir Menei Behe the Brayso. Yeah, Kasha Dar Mishishana Zula Shana Zula says Rashi. Rabba Amar No Midrasha Rishus Ain a Mishana. Okay, that's why when it was Hud, the Beis Bailim, and it went to the Shoyal, you continue paying Nezek Shoyal. Say for not Mishas ain't a Mishan. So why when it says when it became Hud Beis Shoyal, went back to the Bailim, you only pay Chasin Nezek, they say for any time Mishum Damalei, Lav Kol Kaminech, the Miyayid is Lay the Turoi. So there is a different Svara. If it became a mood, the base shoyl, so then the Bailam has a taina that you have no right. Rashi says lo shel chahi haya, lo nisharet b'shmir asay. So you have no since you're not a Bailam, you have no kayach that it should become mood by you. You have no kayach that should become mood by you. One second. Even though, one second. Oh, so Rajba asks, why is it different than Apotropis? Hooray, we had a whole sugya, yeah, about whether or not you can mind an Apotropis, Latam Ligwis Magufai, right? But, Kulam Maida, they can mind an Apotropis for the assignment. For it to become a mood. If the shor is being a geach, that's also remind an apotropis for the assignment. The shaila, whether it'll help for Ligvay's time because of the assignment. But to become a mood, even though it's by the apotropis, still we say that it can become a mood. So in fact, the Rajba, what's the difference? The shoyl, where according to Rabba, the Bailam says, Lavko Kaminoch, to make it a mu'ud, and Rashi says, because you're not the Bailam. So it's mashma over here, in order to become mu'ud, you need a Bailam. And no one, so why is Apotropos any different? Is that affect the Rajba? Says the Rajba, that so in Rajba there's two truths. One tells the difference is shown Apotropos. That the shayol, he's not a shayol ba'alma. But the apotropis, when Bez is maimon apotropis, the assignment, so there the apotropis, he's an apotropis over the assignment. So there he has more bailas. They gave him the bailas. He's like the owner. He's mamish in charge. The shayol, he's just borrowing it. That's him. It still belongs to the baila. Shayol apotropis kilu that they gave him the power. It's one teretz says. The other, as he says, that that interesting teretz that he said the shayol since it wasn't his, so he didn't care about it, he didn't watch it too well, right? So meila, it's only a mu'ud legabe the shayol, legabe the bailam, the bailam watching it better. It's not a mu'ud b'chal. That's a k'nei of the Rashba. Okay. Yeah, Rav Papa says the opposite. Midasei for Rishus Mishana. Midasei for Rishus Mishana. Veishanam Rishus Mishana. The opposite. If we say the Sefer, it goes back to the Bailim, it became moved by the Shoyl, went back to the Bailim, it goes back to being Chatzin Nezek. And may the Reish also, when it was moved by the Bailim and went to the Shoyl, that's him over there also, we should say Rishus Mishana. Aye, so why he's still paying Nezek Shalim? Says her Papa, Reish Hayintayim Mishum Chomokim Shoyluch Shem Bailim Olah. Shame by Elam Allah. So there's a difference between when it goes from the Shoyl to the Bailim, when it goes from the Bailim to the Shoyl. When it goes from the Shoyl to the Bailim, then the shame of the Shoyl is gone. We don't look at it, still has any shaykhs to the Shoyl. He borrowed it, now he's giving it back. There's no shaykhs to the Shoyl anymore. The shame came the other way, when it started out by the Bailim and went to the Shoyl. It still has a shame that it's the ox of the Bailim. So Mela, so Papa saying, that's not called Rishus Mishana. That's not called Rishus Mishana. Because it still has a shame of the Bailim. The truth of the matter is, this might have to do with what we discussed in the beginning, what's the gather of Rishus Mishana. Is it the Pshat like it that's like, you know, the Shabbos? Since it's a different environment, the shor is not going to damage. If that's the vart, the lechayer can't have a proper svara, because I don't know if the shor knows punkt that it's a shayol and still has a shame bialim on it. I don't know if anyone whispered that in the shor's ear before it was loaned out. Right? So if it sounds like it's Shabbos, the shor is not in mood for that. Then the lechayer makes a difference. Lechayer for the we said the Chaznish Svara that it's only a shame, it's only a mu'ud in that place. So then he could say, okay, in whatever the chalei shame of that place is, so here he could say it still has a shame bayim on it. It's not considered a new place. So maybe that's good for mechalekes. Okay, right. Zogdumar right. Shor yitzidim ein chayiv misa. Right. If he was trained to gore. What's it then? A shor itzadin is a kosher for a carbon. Mal gab mizbech rashi. Shagabi negeach beratzim behemis adam. Shitul in the pasuk will come on. Later on, Gemara is going to have a drasha. A shor nakhon is possible for a carbon. The question is, what about if the shor, it wasn't nakhon on its own? It was trained to be a nakhon. Does that make a difference? Says Gemara. The mechalekes is Rav Amakasher Shmuel Amar Pasul. Rav Amakasher Onus Hu. The male is Onus, and therefore, he's not considered a shor nakhon. Lagabe Psul Mizbeach Shmuel Amar Pasul Harinever by Beira Seiko Soif. He killed someone. So I'm going to say he killed someone. Oh, so here, Shaila, what exactly Mechlekes is. Rav says, Ayin Shmuel says, no, never there. So someone would say, maybe Gufa, they're arguing, Harei the Chemesh Leima, he's doing similar Meches. He brings a Rav from Gemara Nevi Zara, Gabe Nevad, that Ayin Shmuel Patre. Right, it's not a ma'isa b'chal. Oynis Chumar Patre is not some p'tor in Oynis. Oynis Chumar Patre, pshat is, it's not considered his ma'isa b'chal. That's the famous chiddush of the Chemesh Leima. He brings the raya from the Gemara of Ezer Nundalid, the Gabe, Gufa Gabi Nevel Gabi Carbon. So it could be someone to say that maybe that's the machlekes over here. Rav says Kosh Onasu, meaning it's not a Ma'is Haveri Bechal. It's not as if the Shardin, if he was forced to do it, he was trained to do it, he's an Inus. So Mela, it's not considered a Ma'is Akilin Bechal to the Gabi the Shard. So Mela is Kosh Lekarbon. Shmuel says no, that Sev Kosaif, he didn't have air. He killed. Mesa, Mina Behema, Lahoitzi es Hareveya ves Hanirva. Says Mina Behema. Right? It says Rashi with Mina Behema, meaning not all from animals, some animals not. Which ones not? Reveya and Nirva. Behema, that was Reveya. It says Rashi, Mina Behema, Mimix as Behemas, Vloy Kulan. Let's review the Nirva, Alpi Eid Echad, Oyapi Bailim, Shainiskal, Lainiskal. The apostle got me Mizmech. Mina Bakar, Lahaitzi, as a Nevad. Now, if it was Nevad, Rasha also by the Zarvish Tachmaloi, it's apostle carbon. Mina Tzain, also, partial. Lahaitzi is a Mukta. What's Mukta? Rasha, Shechle, Lahakar by the Zarv. Yom Yachid, the carbon should be takrevis by the Zarv. Uminatzai, Lahaitzi is a Negeach. Okay, Uminatzai. Uminatzai, an extra word there is it's Mamayit, Negeach, which is what the Geach taught, says Rashi. And Negeach, Shehemis, that's the other Alpiyarechot, Alpi Bailim, Menifta Minaschila. Otherwise, it's not Negeach, if he's they're killing it, then it's not Negeach. Gabi carbon, nachmin is if it's erechad or bailim where the shard doesn't get killed, but we know that it was negev. So maybe it's possible carbon. Reb Shimon, im nema reveya lama nema negech, im nema negech lama nema reveya. So why do I need two pesukim? Why can't I learn one from the other? This is Rashi. Shneim shavim bavera, linyan skila, makam edim. Because both reveya and negeach, both in a machayev skila. So it seems. The Shor is Chayav Skila. It seems that Vera is done by Reveya and Vera is done by Negech is basically on the same level. So once we know that one of them is possible for carbon, the male I'll understand that the other one's possible as well. Mishim Nem Reveya Lem Nem Negech Mem Negech Lem Nem Reveya Mifnei Sheyesh Reveya Sheim Negech Sheyesh Negech Sheim Reveya. Each one has different chumras. The male you can't learn out one from the other. Got to be carbon. What are they? Reveya asabayans karatzin. Negech la asabayans karatzin. Okay? Reveya, says Rashi, the nirva onusu. The niskal, kereveya, the chsiv, as a behemot harik. So if a behemo was not reveya, a behemo was nirvas, someone had relations with a behemo, but the behemo was nirvas. So then, even though it was the Ainis, still we say, here the Torah said Ainis Karatzin, and the Behema gets Skila. The Geach was Ainis Karatzin, the Chsiv Kiigach Loi Shegichu. Our din of Shar Itzadin, we had in the mission, it says, Kiigach Loi Shegagichu, and Mela, the Shar Hanakhon, but Ainis does not get killed. So Mela, you see that, so we see the difference. That's one difference between Negech and Reveya. Negech, Mashalim Kaifer. Reveya, Mashalim as a Kaifer. So, Negech has a Chumrah that Reveya doesn't have. Reveya has a Chumrah that Negech doesn't have. Therefore, you can't learn out one from the other. Each one has a Chumrah that the other one doesn't have. So, if we just say one, I wouldn't necessarily know the other one is possible for a carbon. Yeah? Says the Gemara, Katani Mias, Reveya also binds Keratzin, Negech also binds Keratzin. One of the things different than Reveya and Negech, Reveya is Ainz Keratzin, Negech is not Ainz Keratzin. So what does it mean that Negech is not Ainz Keratzin? What are we talking about? Lava carbon. The first Gemara I wanted to say, when it says that we didn't do Ainz Keratzin, means legabe carbon, which is what this whole price is talking about, right? Legabe carbon leasa reveya sichan negech einis karatzin. So mele it's a raya to Rav, not like Shmuel, says that Shar Itzadin is possible for a carb. Dr. Gemara, no. We're not talking about the Chiluk and the Ormeg and the Reveya. And the Geach is not like directly Gabi carbon. Just the reason why we can't learn one from the other, but the chiluk that we're making is Negeya being killed. By Negeya, by Reveya, the Ayin's Karatzen, and the Behema and Nervas, even though the Ayin's gets killed, the Negeya doesn't get killed. So maybe we can't learn one from the other, Gabi carbon. But not that we're talking about Gabi carbon. We said Ayin's Karatzen was not necessarily Gabi carbon. Loy Lutol, how can I miss Tabra? The Amid, the carbon, Negeya, the Asa, the Ayin's Karatzen, Lav ayins the deksiv, lav wasn't deksiv. Elav aktala. Says Gemara, if you're talking about being a rider, they're not talking about gabi carbon. The bryce is not directly talking about gabi carbon. It's not loy aktala. Yeah, vachen kama negech leasa ba'ayin is karatz on linyan skila the mokem heidim hilkok. He loy ma'ite kra linyan carbon loy nafkala on mirabeh. I would not learn out from mirabeh because. Because because it's different, right? The geach is different. Reve, I feel like you're baratzon. The lifsel, the kalum reve leinik tala. We see the geach has a kula. Lagabe ktala has a kula. So man, I can't learn out from reve lagabe carbon when it's done. Amazing, and not that we're talking about why because. The Gabi carbon, it doesn't discuss ayin, it doesn't discuss ratzin. What's the Baisa telling me? Baisa says, oh, by Negeach, yeah? By Reveh, the ayin is karatzin. By Negeach, ayin is not karatzin. In the parish of carbon, it doesn't mention ayin, it doesn't mention ratzin. It just says, we're my Negeach. Where do we find ayin and ratzin? The Gabi ketola, right? The Gabi, our Mishnah, Sharet Staden, doesn't get killed. That's where we have a pasuk ki gach loyshe yagia, right? But not we don't find in the parish of carbon ayinis, we don't find ratzin. So meila elamai we're showing that gabe being killed. There's a difference. There's a cool gabe being killed. So meila counting out the chumra gabe the gabe the carbon. Now stop.